Chapter 15. Adjusting the vehicle speed. The faster your vehicle is going, the more distance it takes to slow or stop. The average passenger car traveling at 55 miles per hour can stop within a total of 225 feet. You can reduce the time it takes to stop your vehicle by following these rules. Adjust your speed to road and traffic conditions. Be aware of your surroundings. Obey the posted speed limit signs. Adjusting to road conditions. There are road conditions which make it necessary to slow down. Drivers should slow down before a curve, when there are slippery roadways, or when standing water is on the road. If you are traveling at the maximum speed allowed and road conditions become unsafe, you should slow down. The only contact your vehicle has with the road is through the tires, so it's important to know the condition of your tires. Tires with a degree of wear on the tread could be dangerous on wet or icy road conditions. You should reduce your speed below the posted speed limit. Not only should you check your tire tread, but also check your tires for proper tire pressure. Drivers should remember, you don't have as much traction on gravel and dirt roads as you do on concrete or asphalt. Drivers should slow down, since it takes much longer to stop and it's much easier to skid or lose control. Curves. A vehicle can travel much faster in a straight line than it can in a curve. Traveling too fast around a curve will not allow your tires to grip the road, causing your vehicle to skid. Slow down before a curve, so you don't have to brake in the curve. Braking in a curve can cause the vehicle to skid. Slippery roads. Decrease your speed at the first sign of rain, snow, or sleet. These weather conditions can make the road extremely slippery, which will not allow the tires to grip the surface. How slow should you drive? On a wet road, you should reduce your speed about 10 miles per hour. On packed snow, you should cut your speed in half. Use snow tires or chains on snow-covered roads. On ice, you must slow to a coast. If possible, do not drive when the roads are icy. When the road you are driving becomes very slippery due to glare ice, you should stop driving as soon as you can safely do so. Some states allow studded tires to help tires grip the road. Since studded tires damage the roadway, Arkansas will allow these special tires to be used from November 15th of each year to April 15th of the next year. Metal studded tires with protruding studs more than 1/16th from the surface of rubber tread are illegal. Here are suggestions to help you spot slippery road conditions. On cold and wet days, ice may linger in shady spots along the roadway. These areas are the first to freeze and the last to thaw. Overpasses and bridges can become some of the first sections of roadway to develop icy conditions. It is not unusual for bridges and overpasses to be ice covered and the stretches of roadway leading up to and away from the bridge or overpass to be clear. Unlike the highway, which gets natural heat from the ground below, the design of bridges and overpasses leaves little to insulate the roadbed and allows cold air underneath the structure to speed up the process of developing ice along the roadbed surface. Ice can be very wet when it first forms on the highway. When ice is near the freezing point, it can be more slippery than at temperatures well below freezing. When it starts to rain on a hot day, pavement can be particularly slippery for the first few minutes. Heat causes oil in the asphalt to surface on the roadway. The oil makes conditions more slippery until the rain washes it from the roadway. Water over the roadway. When it is raining or the road is wet, most tires have good traction up to 35 miles per hour. In heavy rain, your tires can lose all traction with the road around 50 miles per hour. The faster you move, your tires will start to ride up on the water, much like water skis. This process is called hydroplaning. The best way to keep from hydroplaning is to keep your speed down. Worn tires can cause your car to hydroplane. What should you do if your vehicle begins to hydroplane, lose traction? Slowly take your foot off the gas pedal. Keep the steering wheel straight. Only turn the wheel in case of an emergency. If you have to turn the wheel, do it slowly, or you will cause the vehicle to lose control or skid. Do not try to stop or turn until your tires are gripping the road again.